Thousands of windmills will rise across almost 500,000 acres in what is known as the New York Bight, a stretch of the Atlantic Ocean from Cape May Point to the farthest tip of Long Island. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul joined with AFL-CIO President Liz Schuller to announce the deal, which requires union labor. Schuller says wind energy jobs will provide opportunities for unionized fossil fuel workers.
They've been skeptical of the transition because they have not seen the same quality, stable careers in clean energy that they have in the industries that they've worked in the past. But it doesn't have to be that way.
The Biden administration says the new wind farms will create tens of thousands of good-paying jobs. But workers in the fishing industry oppose the lease sales, saying it will destroy the fisheries.